Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth, distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the seas and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that they catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Do you find this today's gospel kind of creepy? I do. This is not what I would call a happy gospel. The feeding of the 5,000 with the loaves and fishes, turning water into wine, walking on water, those are happy gospels. I have to admit, today's gospel makes me a little uncomfortable. I don't like hearing about doom and gloom and doom and destruction. I doubt that anybody really does. And yet, we look in today's gospel, where's the good news? I suppose this gospel makes me uncomfortable because the happy gospel stories, they recount actions that have occurred in the past. And my job as a preacher is to glean how these past faith events impact our present. But with today's gospel, the events described haven't yet occurred. And while we don't know when these events will occur, because Jesus has told us not to fret about the day or the hour, but to be alert. But there is a possibility that these events could unfold in our lifetime. Where is the good news in today's gospel? Because gospel does mean good news. So I ask again, where is the good news in today's account? Jesus describes that the world will one day be in great chaos. Creation is falling apart. This is Genesis being reversed. The lamps that God once hung in the sky to light the earth, the sun, the moon, and the stars, are now blazing out alarm signals. The waters that once covered the earth, which God had separated from the land on the third day of creation, are making a comeback. The seas are now seething and roaring. People are fainting from fear and fright at these events. The earth seems in danger of being drowned, just like in the days of Noah. But what about God's promise? God's promise to never again drown creation. Where is the rainbow that shines in the sky to give us hope? The rainbow is Jesus, the triumphant Son of Man. He descends from the sky, swooping in to save the day. Remember, Jesus reminds us, when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, for your redemption is near. Here's the good news. We're not to run and hide when we witness all of these scary things, but hold up our heads and look confidently at the new rainbow, Jesus, the triumphant Son of Man, and keep our eyes fixed confidently on him, knowing that our rescuer is at hand. But what about now? What about the here and now? Because we may very well never witness the end times. how does today's gospel apply to us? The apocalyptic sayings and writings are of a particular genre. They exist to give hope to people undergoing great distress. Like poetry, everything isn't meant to be taken literally, but to see the deeper meaning. Apocalyptic sayings and writings urge their audience to seek the deeper meaning. Certainly, many of us have probably experienced times when life seems chaotic, haven't we? And I'm not just talking about the run-of-the-mill busyness, like getting ready for the holiday season, but times where our whole world seems thrown into darkness and disaster. It may be hearing the diagnosis of cancer or some other life-threatening illness. Perhaps it's when you found yourself at the bottomless pit of addiction. It could be the loss of someone very dear and important, even critical in our lives. Maybe it's the loss of a job with the threat of foreclosure and homelessness looming near. This is the kind of life chaos I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the stress of deadlines and readying our home for holiday visitors. These are stressful things, surely, but not chaotic. Have you experienced a chaotic life experience? The kind where apocalyptic gospel passages seem to be describing our very lives? Well, if you haven't yet, you will, unfortunately. This is part of the human condition. It will, as Jesus said, come upon everyone on earth. But the good news is that Jesus is the Father's everlasting rainbow. God's promise to us that no matter how scary or how serious destruction looms in our lives, we're called to lift up our heads, stand up. Don't fear. Jesus is near. You see, with apocalyptic literature, chaos is just the labor pains of a new and better reality. And when we arrive at the other side of our own personal chaos, and we will in one form or another, when we arrive there, God will have birthed something new. Something glorious, and our whole world, in a sense, will be recreated. With the season of Advent, we're called to cooperate with God to ready the world for the return of the triumphant Son of Man. Advent differs from Lent as we're called to ready the world for the coming of Christ. The emphasis isn't so much on a personal conversion, although that's certainly necessary, but on worldly conversion. Our Advent task is to ready the world so that Christ can be born anew into the hearts of all women and men. We can't let ourselves be daunted by the immensity of this task. Because if each of us readies the people of the world right around us, I think we're going to be making a pretty good start, won't we? By being beacons of hope to others during their own time of chaos, perhaps by extending a helping hand to those in school or work, by being a companion to those experiencing struggles with severe health problems, addiction, marital or financial difficulties, or by befriending someone alone during the season. By bringing hope, we are bringing God's rainbow. Today starts a new liturgical year. It's like a blank slate. By steadfastly carrying out our Advent task that God has entrusted to us, then and only then will the world be able and ready to sing, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come."